Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Wednesday morning. And I know I'm going to be in front of the TV later on. I'll probably be here at 5 p.m. because I usually am. I'm going to be getting ready for tomorrow's big mini miracle broadcast, which we will have throughout the course of the morning show tomorrow. We'll be sharing with you the very special family that we have taken on as this year's mini miracle. And we will have Victoria from the United Way. We'll have Casey here. They're going to be here to take your donations that you want to call in and donate to this family. And you'll get to hear the story of this mom and her 7-month-old daughter. And I'm going to save all the details for tomorrow. But as I've been saying all week, these are very achievable goals that we have for this family. Things that we can actually for sure make happen. And you'll be able to play a part in that. So make sure you tune in tomorrow morning for that. So I'll be here getting ready for it this evening, this afternoon, 5 o'clock. I'll be tuning in to WPRI Channel 12. Because they are having a sit-down with Jacqueline Nunez, the owner of the Conjuring House. The woman who has been the subject of a lot of controversy since the summer. And I don't think I need to go through it all here because we've been talking about it on the program as we've gone along. But the basic thumbnail sketch, not paying employees, firing an employee because a ghost told her he was stealing with no other proof. Claimed to have other proof, but didn't offer any. Going back on her word, allegedly, to give insurance money to the couple whose artifacts were burned down in the barn fire. They say she said she was going to give them insurance money. She said she never said that. Other employees who quit because of her erratic behavior. Claiming that Jason Hawes, the star of TV's Ghost Hunters, is a trained assassin who is trying to kill her. And also using her social media platform to push these ideas. Delusional posts on social media, including one in which the post was allegedly written by actress Elizabeth Hurley, claiming her and Jacqueline were in love and that anybody who tries to stop them will be killed. That was the last post that was on the Facebook page. It was It disappeared from Facebook after that. Let's see. Just trying to make sure I get all of it in there. But if I miss a few things, I'm sure they'll cover it tonight on Channel 12. But also her recent DUI arrest. And also now having her entertainment license not renewed by the town of Burrville, yet continuing to operate after her license has expired. She is still honoring bookings in December and has said that she will continue to honor bookings in December. And the media went to the police department and said, well, what are you going to do about this? And the police chief just basically said, you know, we're keeping an eye on things. And I think the police chief is looking at it from the perspective of she does have people that have booked. They are traveling. They already made travel arrangements to come here. We're not going to bag them on this one. And it's a battle of wills between her and the police chief here because she wants to do what she wants to do. And he's saying you can't do that. But they're also, I think, my gut feeling here is they're just going to let this happen. And then, you know, they said they're not taking any more bookings. They're changing the name of the Conjuring House to the Realm of Arnold after the family that originally owned the property. And who knows? But it will be interesting to watch because, as we know, the people who have been following the story know she's prone to delusions of grandeur. She has been talking about how she is a person who has been handpicked to save mankind, and she thinks Mark Zuckerberg is going after her, and, you know, and I'll be interested to see how much of this comes out in the interview. Because I've got a feeling that what you're going to see in this interview is the Jacqueline that I knew. An intelligent, grounded, savvy business person who has made a lot of money in her life, but who also has an interest in spirituality and felt a connection to the Conjuring House and wanted to be able to continue to, explore that connection while also letting other people come in and enjoy it as well. We saw no signs of this at first, and so it'd be interesting to see what Kim Kalunian is going to be handling the interview, and, you know, she's a great journalist, and she's been following along this story, so let's see. I think it was Kim. I think that's who I saw in the clip. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. Hi. Good morning. I've called you a couple of times before, and I get that knocking on the door, and I'm asleep, and then no one's there. I've told you that a couple of times already. It's still doing that.
And do you think that it's possible that it's an actual person that's doing it?
No, there's no one there. But I did tell you that I used to live on Hillman Street years ago, and you told me not to give the address because but I did investigate the address, but then they took the plaque off the wall because I'm not going to give you the address, but it was on Hillman Street.
Mm-hmm.
But they changed the whole decorum of the facade with new stuff. So they took the plaque off the wall, and so I don't know the name of the guy, the person that was there. Can I tell you the name, the number of that place now?
Could you send me an app chat message with her or an email? That might be better.
How do I do that? I don't know.
Do you have email?
Yeah. Your stuff there?
Just send me an email directly, tim@wbsm.com.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
I think that'd be easier than putting it out there in case, you know, because the people that live there now, they might not be having any issues and they might not want people like looking in their windows, that kind of stuff.
But I'm not going to throw that out there, but I'm still getting that with me. You know what I mean? No matter where I go, I'm still getting it. Someone's knocking on my door, but no one's there.
Well, I would say maybe what you want to do is go down to, I don't know if Crystal Expectations is still open in the in the South End, but I know that there's in Acushnet there's mm-hmm. Collective Souls in Acushnet. And I know that those two places are a place where you can definitely get some sage, and you might even be able to get it at the health food store. And then just, or you can order it on Amazon and just take some of that and walk through your house, your apartment, whatever, and, you know, burn that and let the smoke kind of fill up all the rooms, and just ask that if there's anything there that's, you know, kind of bothering you, for it to leave you alone. And that's kind of step one, is to try to sage the whole area and see if that helps.
I appreciate that. You know, I watch your spooky, I see you guys in the triangle out there. You know what I mean? But I do get that knocking on my door. So I appreciate your.
I would definitely make sure that as you're doing that, as you're, you know, sage smoking everything, make sure that you open the door and you get the outside of the door as well. So make sure you cover that and the smoke as well.
I don't even smoke. I hear you, but I don't smoke, though. You know what I mean? I don't smoke a thing, but I hear you.
So, yeah, when you burn the sage, it's like burning, it's like burning some, like incense. So it's not like it's going to be a big fire or anything. It just kind of smolders a little bit, and then you take that smoke and wave it around, and that smoke is what cleanses the area and keeps those bad spirits out.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Tommy.
All right, good luck. That's unfortunate that someone is going through that. But then somebody like me also says, oh, but if it's happening, like, I obviously that person doesn't want it to keep going and they want it to stop. I'd be more like, all right, see what else you can do. Like, all right, now see if you can get him to talk to you. But that's, you know, the difference between somebody like me. I always say there's two kinds of people, the people that run toward it and the people that run away from it. And you don't really know which kind of person you are until it happens to you. And I'm a run toward it person because I want it to happen again, and I want to try to figure out why it's happening, and I want to figure out what it's all about. And the run away from it people, by the way, aren't people that run away from it because they're scared. Some people might, but the run away from it people are more people that want to run away from it because they don't want to have their entire belief system thrown out of whack. They don't want to have what they thought about the world thrown out of whack. They don't want to have to process something that is unsolvable. You know, that, like, you ever said to somebody, oh man, do you like true crime? They're like, nah, I'm not, it's not really my thing. Well, how can you not like true crime? Some people just don't like open-ended mysteries. Some people like things wrapped up in a neat bow. Some people don't like ambiguous questions at the end of a series finale of a television show. Some people want it buttoned up and all the questions answered. You know, some people would rather have the ending of Lost, even though they didn't love it, they'd rather have that than the ending of The Sopranos. And the run away from it people are the people that, you know, it's not that they're afraid, it's just that it's not something that they want to deal with. So I'm the opposite, but I totally understand why people are that way. 508-996-0500. And the question about the Conjuring House interview with Jacqueline Nunez today at 5 p.m. on WPRI 12, and I'm sure they're going to have it on their website because those stories are big hits for them. So they'll probably post the video on there. I don't know if they post video to their YouTube channel or if they just keep it on their page. Some news outlets do it differently. But you'll be able to see it again if you miss it at 5. And I'm sure they're going to rerun it at 6 and at 11 and probably tomorrow morning too, because this is a big story in Rhode Island. This is getting a lot of attention. It's a big story here too. Even for people that don't care about ghosts. It's turned into a train wreck, and people like to look at a train wreck. But I don't think you're going to get that. And I've seen a lot of people saying, well, this is just Channel 12 taking advantage of a person who obviously is mentally ill, and they're taking advantage of that for ratings. And I don't think that's the case at all. First of all, the people over at Channel 12 are good journalists. They're ethical journalists. They wouldn't do that. Every time that there's been a story about her, or about the Conjuring House. They have reached out to her and had her comments in those stories. In fact, she's one of the, that's one of the few outlets that I've seen her talk to regularly. And she's developed a rapport with the couple of, I think it's Kim and Sarah who've been writing the stories. She's been developing a rapport with them. She feels comfortable with them. So I don't know if this was, they reached out to her and said, hey, with all of this stuff that's going on, do you want to do a sit down with us? They probably have been asking her that since the first story broke. Or this might have been she reached out and said, you know what? I need to tell my side of things. And I've developed a rapport with you and I'd like to come on your station and do it. And you know why I know she might have said that? Because she's had those exact same conversations with me. Previously to my being critical of all the things that have gone on, you know, when things were kind of operating normally, she would come on Spooky South Coast and talk about things. And she's come on this morning show before and talked about things. And she said to me, like, I'm always happy to come on your show because, you know, you treat me fairly. She might not feel the same way based on some of my opinions about what's been going on, but certainly that's the way that she felt before all this started. So she's media savvy and she knows that, you know, that this was a friendly outlet for her to talk about things when sometimes media outlets might be like, oh, you're the lady that owns the haunted house. Oh, you know, and she knows that that's not what we do here. So she very much could have reached out to them and said, I'd like to tell my side of the story and I'd like to have you. She might have said the same thing to me if I hadn't been critical. So, and I don't know that she even knows that I've been critical, but I'm just saying, you know, that's she's a very smart person and a very media savvy person. And she's not going to get taken advantage of by Channel 12 either. They're not going to try to take advantage of her, nor would she get taken advantage by them. Anyway, 5 o'clock tonight, Channel 12. It'll definitely will be must-see TV. Let's take a break. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We will be right back. Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. So I mentioned wacky packages in the last hour, and we have the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app about wacky packages if you want to go check that out. But got an app chat message, and let me just bring it up here. Malvo in New Bedford says, just found some wacky packages on Marketplace. They look cool. Yeah, they were. They were a lot of fun. They were... They went very far with the joke on a lot of those. And in that article we have on the website, you can see just how far they went with some of them. Maybe too far. Certainly farther than get away with today. And it's not a matter of, oh, people are just more sensitive today. No, it's just things that we learned are probably not a good thing to say. Like one of them involves the word jip, which... You know, that's not a good word to use anymore because it's based off gypsy, which is a slur. And I remember having that conversation with somebody here and they're like, what do you mean gypsy is a slur? That's a whole type of people. Like, that's not what they call themselves. The Romani people, they don't like to be called gypsies. Because the term gypsy comes from the idea that they were gypping people. That's they don't like that term. The same way we don't call Asian people Oriental anymore. It was okay then. It's not okay now. And so what if it isn't? So people get more offended about words and that they can't use because, oh, the people get offended by it than the people that actually get offended by them anyway. People are just saying, hey, don't use that. Don't say that. The amount of people that still use the word retarded to call other people who they disagree with when universally we've accepted the fact that that word is not something we should be using anymore just shows the kind of person that they are. It's not because you're like, well, nobody's going to police my language. I'm a free thinker. No, you're an idiot. And you're rude. And you're stupid. But you know what I'm not going to call you? The same word that you're using. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Let's turn things over now to Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
Another Trump pick bows out. A sinkhole in Pennsylvania may be to blame for a woman's disappearance. And the most expensive banana in the world is no more.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Chad Cronister, Donald Trump's pick to run the Drug Enforcement Administration, says he's withdrawing his name from consideration, becoming the second person selected by the president-elect to bow out quickly after being nominated for a position requiring Senate confirmation. The sheriff from Florida still calls the nomination the honor of a lifetime. No immediate comment from the Trump team. A judge is weighing whether a Georgia State Senate committee has the right to subpoena testimony and documents from Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis as it looks into whether she engaged in misconduct during her prosecution of Donald Trump. The Republican-led committee sent subpoenas to Willis in August, seeking to compel her to testify at its September meeting and to produce scores of documents. A woman in Pennsylvania is missing after vanishing while searching for her cat. Authorities fear she may have fallen into a sinkhole that suddenly opened up in the area. The sinkhole has grown significantly, and crews are working to search for the missing woman. A shoe was found deep within the sinkhole, raising concerns about her safety. The sinkhole is believed to be the result of old mining activity in the area. A transgender powerlifter is suing USA Powerlifting for discrimination after being barred from competing in the women's division. The case is now before the Minnesota Supreme Court. The athlete, J.C. Cooper, argues the organization's policy discriminates against transgender women and violates the state's human rights law. USA Powerlifting contends that Cooper's biological advantages would give her an unfair advantage over cisgender women. The case has significant implications for transgender athletes' rights and the future of women's sports. The Justice Department is taking significant steps to address the alarming rate of suicides in federal prisons. New reforms will improve mental health care, update suicide prevention protocols, and enhance data-driven strategies to reduce deaths in custody. This comes after a scathing report highlighted systemic failures within the Bureau of Prisons. Debbie Nelson, the mother of rapper Eminem, has passed away at the age of 69. Nelson's tough relationship with her son was often the subject of his music. Despite their troubled past, Nelson attempted to reconcile with her son in her 2008 book, My Son Marshall, My Son Eminem. And cryptocurrency entrepreneur Justin Sun made headlines last week by purchasing a duct-taped banana for over $6 million. Well, he has fulfilled his promise and ate the banana in a press conference held in Hong Kong. His act has sparked further discussion about the nature of modern art and the value of cultural artifacts. While some criticized the stunt as a publicity stunt, others saw it as a humorous and provocative commentary on the art world.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins in Chicago to play the Blackhawks tonight at 7:30. Celtics matching up with the Detroit Pistons tonight at 7:30 at TD Garden. And the Fairhaven Blue Devils are off to the Super Bowl, squaring off against Hudson at Gillette Stadium tonight at 8.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Clouds building throughout the day. Tonight, a storm moves through with rain mixing with snow in northern Bristol County and parts west in Rhode Island. Little to no accumulation expected. That rain mix continues into Thursday. It winds down in the afternoon. Temperatures make it to the 40s, but it will be a windy Thursday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And welcome back in. Well, the boys of summer have certainly gone because it's cold out there. But now that we are past Thanksgiving and we're, what, almost a week past Thanksgiving now. So I'm going to guess the leftover turkey is just about gone, right? You've probably taken what's left and made turkey soup. Do you do that? Do you try to get every bit that you can out of the turkey? I learned how to do that because I worked at Mill Pond Diner under Biff Goyette for a long time. And you did not throw away any part of the turkey if you could help it. We'd roast the turkey. We'd take the breasts off. Use that for turkey dinners, turkey sandwiches. We'd use roast turkey, our own roasted turkey, for everything at the diner. Eventually, we started incorporating deli turkey for people that wanted that. But, you know, we kind of prided ourselves on the fact that we roasted our own turkeys, and that's what we used. And when you were done with taking the breast off of it, then you took the rest of the, you know, the carcass of the turkey, and you boiled that down for stock. And then you took that, what was, you know, you took what was left of the turkey from boiling it down, and you picked through it all. And you took all the leftover meat out of the wings, the legs, whatever was left on the bone, and you put that all into a bucket, and then that went into the broth and became chicken soup. Don't ask me how turkey became chicken. But we would say that we had, you know, chicken rice soup, chicken noodle soup, whatever it was. Any chicken soup that we had during that time was turkey. Forever. Until Matt changed it. But that was, you know, decades and decades. So if you really loved the chicken soup at Mill Pond Diner back in Biff's days, what you really loved was turkey soup. So maybe you're taking the turkey and doing the same thing yourself. But I digress because you're probably sick of turkey by now anyway. And you're thinking to yourself, man, I just love a nice steak. I'd love a nice pork chop, maybe some seafood, something other than turkey. Well, if that's how you're feeling, then get yourself over to the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. They have some of the best quality stuff you'll find, but also they're going to cut it exactly the way you want it. They can season it. They can marinate it. They can whatever you need them to do. And if they don't have it, ask and they'll get it for you if they can. So if there's something that you're craving, like Sketty, how she wanted braised beef, they said, give us a couple of days. She went back, she got her braised beef. When we talked about Yorkshire duck here on the radio, something I had never heard of, I called over and I said, do you guys do that there? And they said, well, we haven't in a long time, but if somebody wants it, we'll do it. And people called up and got it, and they got to have it for the first time in forever. That's the kind of stuff they do over there at the Butcher Shop. They take care of you, the customer. So if you want to get over there and have yourself something delicious, then head on over to 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, the Butcher Shop. Get yourself a nice thick sirloin steak. Get a piece of prime rib. Maybe go all out and get the tomahawk steak, but get yourself a break from turkey. But if you still want some more turkey, they probably have some of those left too. 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, the Butcher Shop. Let's go back to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Very fast calls. I heard on BSM News somebody won $1 million. I guess it was a scratch ticket. I thought it was the Mega Millions, but I don't know. Do you know what game it was?
I do not. All I know is it wasn't me, so I don't care.
Yeah, I know. But it was a scratch ticket. I think I did hear him say that.
Well, I mean,
anyway, yeah. Now, this thing, I heard something else on the news, too, with the transgender woman that wanted to be in the sports. Now, what is wrong with having a new group for transgender women so that real natural-born women will no longer be offended because they will not be playing in women's sports? Why can't they have their own group? Because they are a different group. They're a special group of people.
So there's
and
been
that would
I was saying, there's been talk about that. The issue is they don't have enough athletes to be able to create a third division.
But I think that'll be coming, don't you? We're hearing about more and more every day.
I think it's a possibility because when you look at the, you know, just look at the fact that, you know, girls were playing on boys' ice hockey teams here at local high school levels because there was no girls' ice hockey option. So if girls wanted to play hockey, they had to play on the boys' teams. And then they started to get enough interest in it that they were able to start a girls' team and then, you know, have a little girls' league, not little girls, but, you know, a small league of a few teams. And so I think that that's, you know, something that this could be an eventual decision that happens. But, you know, you'd have athletes coming from, you wouldn't have these geographical divisions like you have now. It would have to be something that's more widespread.
Well, I think it's probably going to be coming because there are a lot of changes being made. We have all these new kinds of groups of people showing up, and what it could be next. It could be a different kind of group coming that we haven't even heard of yet. I'm sure that'll happen. About the knocking on the doors. Okay, just to say that there is such a thing, and it is not every time. Not everyone that's hearing knocking is going to have this, but there is an imbalance in the brain. I've experienced it. It's an occasional thing where mostly happens when you are falling asleep or you're in sleep and you hear, and it's the banging is a very, very loud, hard bang, louder than you would ever expect to hear someone knocking. And it happened to me a few times, and I mentioned it to my doctor a couple of years ago. He says that's an imbalance that occasionally will come and go. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not going to harm you in any way. It's just something that occurs, and they need to study it more. Or it could be the spirits, ghosts, like you say. It could be either one. I mean, I'm for one, and not too much of a believer in ghosts and spirits because I think I'd be seeing them all over the place.
Well, when you say an imbalance, you mean like something like an inner ear issue or something that's causing the eardrum
it could
to
be something like that, mm-hmm. or you have some kind of a. I forgot what I read. You actually can look it up, and I've spoken to medical people about it, and they tell me the same thing. They said some people have that, and it goes away just as mysteriously as it came. Like, I experienced it a couple of times, and it was gone. And it happened during the time that my mother was suffering and dying, and I guess I was losing sleep. I was upset about different other things in my life at the same time, and I was hearing. And you actually, it's so real that you actually get up out of bed and you go to the door. There is no one there. There never is. So this man, because I heard the call, I don't know if he said he went to the door. Did he open the door? He said nobody's ever there. But and if he's experiencing that, it's most likely that he's having that. There's a small imbalance. It's not dangerous. It doesn't mean you have a head tumor or anything like that. Because I would have had a head tumor by now. I experienced it altogether, I'd say, within a year's time, maybe four times. Four, I can't say, maybe five, and then it was gone.
You want to hear
so
a weird...
It is a loud banging. You can look it up, and you probably know more about it, because I don't remember everything that I read about it.
You want to hear a weird thing about me? When I go underwater, like if I'm swimming in a pond, you know, I don't swim in the ocean, but if I'm swimming in a pond and I go underwater... I hear what sounds like somebody snapping twigs, like nonstop, like tick, 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 tick,
yeah.
tick. And I always say to people, like, what is that sound? They're like, what are you talking about? I don't hear that.
Do you use earplugs, or could it be maybe a little water getting into the ear?
No, I don't use earplugs, but I don't know what it is. When I go underwater, it doesn't happen to me when I'm in a pool. It only happens to me when I'm in a pond. I go underwater and I hear tick, tick, tick. And I lived in a pond for years, so I was swimming in there all the time, and it happened every time.
That's an odd one.
Yeah.
Oh, and back to the knocking. I remember a while back, I told you I had a book. It's Tales of New England, something like that. I've got it here. And there was a case of the two sisters. And I know it's the same ones that you mentioned before, too, that they heard the loud knocking and banging at the doors. And I remember that. It's in the book. Are you talking about the same two, the sisters?
The Fox sisters?
I forgot their name. What's that?
The Fox sisters?
I think it could be. Now, I'm going to look at
the book. Yeah, they're the ones that started the whole spiritualism movement back in 1848.
I think so, yeah.
That was in Hydesville, New York.
Now, that thing that tonight you said on Channel 12,
yep.
Can I get that any other way?
I'm sure they're going to have it on their website. Probably, if not immediately at the same time that it airs, probably very shortly after.
Mm. Did you see in the news that woman that got sentenced for when she was driving drunk and she had killed? These people had a wedding. They just got married. They were in a golf cart. She was drunk. She came plowing through. Now, they had just gotten married. They were maybe married an hour or two, husband and wife. And she plowed into them. And a lot of people were hurt. The husband was hurt. The husband's brother was hurt. But the bride was killed, right, still wearing her wedding dress. And they sentenced her. I forgot what they said, 25 years or something. And she was there in the court, and she was crying about it and saying, you know, how sorry she was. And I believed her. She really looked genuine. Her life's ruined. But the ramifications of driving drunk, nobody thinks about it. They're just having a good time. Then I remembered what happened to Mr. Dunn downtown.
Well, look at the story that's in the news today about the New Bedford man who killed the longtime Endicott College police officer there, who this guy was drinking and left the liquor store and got on the highway going in the wrong direction.
Oh, God, it's the worst thing ever. I fear that all the time, because you never know who's inebriated while they're driving. They think they can handle it, and they just can't. It's just, it's horrible. And how can you stop anybody that likes to have, you know, a drink here and there? How can you stop them from getting into their car? They think they can handle it. They think they're not drunk. And then all of a sudden, people are killed. And people that have been reported during parades, hitting people that were bystanders watching parades. I remember that, too.
So,
that's just horrible.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks for the time.
You have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
We're going to take a break here. We will be back in just a few moments.
The future was wide open. They'd moved into a place they both could afford. He found a nightclub he could work at the door. She had a guitar and she taught him some chords. The sky was the limit. Into the great wide open, under the skies of blue.
One of my favorite Tom Petty songs, and of course the video starring Johnny Depp and Tom Petty. So Tom Petty, underrated actor. He was one of the better parts of Waterworld. No, The Postman. That's the one that he was in, right? Yeah, that's the one. And of course, his role on King of the Hill as well, which I guess is coming back. I guess they're making new episodes of King of the Hill, which they did with Beavis and Butthead, and those were pretty good. So I've got faith in Mike Judge. There was also talk of there being an Office Space animated series, but I haven't seen anything about that, which is too bad, because I think that could be pretty great. Anyway, we have a few moments here before I've got to go to my final break of the hour, and then we'll go to the news. And I want to talk coming up about an article Barry has at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app about a New Year's Eve tradition that has kind of fallen by the wayside, that being the Three Stooges Marathon. Channel 38 no longer runs it. I think one of the cable channels, is it American Movie, is it AMC or A&E or Bravo or one of those networks, had the rights to the Stooges, the cable rights, and they were running them. But I think some of the Stooge shorts, I mean, some of them are already in the public domain, but I think more of them are coming into the public domain. But they've launched a new effort to kind of consolidate all things Stooge. We can talk about that coming up as well for the Three Stooges fans out there. But I got to take one more break here before the end of the hour. We'll be back in a few. That is David Lee Roth covering Gene Krupa. Just a Gigolo, and I Ain't Got Nobody. So if you aren't familiar with that version, it's on his Crazy from the Heat album, EP. His first solo work. Anyway, it's really good. I like Gene Krupa's version, but I also love the David Lee Roth version too. I heard that when I was a kid and I was like, wait, that's the guy from Van Halen? That's awesome. Sounds so different. And then who knows?